This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Communities across the country are rethinking their efforts to create racially balanced public schools. They're responding to a Supreme Court ruling in June that limits the use of race in student assignments. Well, in Lynn, Massachusetts, the city's had a voluntary integration plan in place for years. Now it's coming under attack from an unusual source, African-American parents. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
By all accounts, Lynn's 18-year-old desegregation plan has helped integrate public schools with some success by capping their enrollment and limiting transfers so that no one racial group is overrepresented. But beneath the veneer of racial tolerance and diversity that this plan has fostered, a deep frustration in the city's black community has gradually come to light, a frustration that some black leaders say they have felt firsthand.
My name is Yolanda Morris. I'm the president of the North Shore Lynn Branch, NAACP, and I've been the president since 2003.
Morris, a mother of four, could have sent her children to a racially mixed school when she moved here 15 years ago. But she did what many black parents do. She chose her neighborhood school instead.
Very few white.
Did that matter to you, I ask?
No. It did come to be an issue when I learned that other schools might be having a different curriculum. Other parents that I would talk to from other schools would say that their children may be doing a different thing than what my children are doing, and they were on the same grade level.
Today, Morris says she hears black parents complain about this all the time. Advocating for racially mixed schools has, of course, been a cornerstone of the black community's long struggle for civil rights, says Morris. But it's not just about having black children sit next to white children anymore. It's about quality, the same quality that wealthier, mostly white parts of Lynn take for granted. Like Ward 1, says Morris, where teachers seem better trained, the coursework more demanding, and schools have more of everything compared to what she and other black parents have seen in their neighborhood schools.
And when we go into the schools, which we have started to do that, we're finding that there are not enough textbooks, there are not enough computers, if there are any, and there's not the same level of education. My son should be getting the same education as the student in Ward 1. Why? Because I want to believe that, and it's the law. The curriculum should be the same.
Especially in a school system that says it's helping minority students succeed, says Morris. Lynn school officials declined to respond to Morris's claims. Instead, I was referred to Nadine Cohen, an attorney with the Boston Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, which has helped defend Lynn's voluntary desegregation plan over the years. The plan has survived two lawsuits, says Cohen, because school officials have presented overwhelming evidence that Lynn's plan has created academic parity, benefiting all children, no matter where they live.
The evidence that was put forth on the Lynn plan really showed that test scores increased. There were higher attendance rates. There were higher graduation rates. And also the schools are generally educationally equal. So nobody is being denied any educational benefit at all.
I thought the farmers market in downtown Lynn was probably as good a place as any to ask residents if they agreed that nobody here is being denied educational benefits. Young parents pushing strollers, retirees on a fixed income looking for bargains, and teenagers doing their part to save the planet, promoting sustainable agriculture, all seem to agree. It doesn't matter where you grow up in Lynn. Everybody has access to good schools. Not like in the old days when everything was separate and unequal, says 16-year-old Matt Connolly.
I wouldn't want to be back in the day where it was like black people and white people separate. I think that would be really weird.
Which is not to say that life in this predominantly white city of 90,000 is simple or that schools are free of racial tension, says Ginny Baranek. She runs a nutrition program for school children.
Lynn is more complicated than a lot of other cities because basically there are over 42 different nations represented in the public school system. It's clearly not black and white. It's not black and it's not white.
Up Union Street, less than three blocks away, Yolanda Morris sits in the NAACP's small windowless office. She agrees, of course, that Lynn has become incredibly diverse. But the disparities in education that still exist here are rooted in the black-white struggle over equal educational opportunity. Nothing that Morris has said surprises Ted Shaw. one of the nation's top desegregation experts and litigators. He says that in a growing number of communities, some black parents would rather fight for better neighborhood schools than defend school desegregation policies.
Look, I think the problem is that a lot of black and brown people are tired of chasing white parents and their children. You know, they say, as black folks used to say in the South, the white man's ice isn't colder. You know, we want quality education in our own schools, and I agree with that 1,000%.
Integrating public schools by race is still important, but sadly, says Shaw, black parents in Lynn may be right. The challenge now in communities where neighborhoods remain segregated is to make segregated education equal.
Something that we've never been able to do in this country.
Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.